Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine.
And I'll just give you a report because I've been asked about it. The Golf Rev Report.
That's right, the Rev's Golf Report.
The Rev Golf Report. So we have the state championship. Monday at Broomfield, for the first time in the entire school's history, I don't know when it was founded, but a long time ago, was first in the state. It's a two-day tournament. Rev had a great round, a couple strokes off the lead, ready to go. Come Tuesday, and it was just bitter weather, as you all know. It was in Ryder Cup atmosphere. Channel 9 was out there photographing everything. Max Prep Sports was out there. There was big crowds for some of the players. Rev was in a one in which the other player had his sister and all her girlfriends there, and they would cheer when Rev missed a shot. And somebody had to say, "No, you don't do that." But it was a fantastic atmosphere. In the end, Rev did a Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler, well, Scotty Scheffler's a great player. Rev's a great player, but Scotty didn't have a great day at the second day of the Ryder Cup, and Rev. Even though he birdied the last hole at a 79. And Broomfield finished a great second, first time they've ever been second. So players were thrilled, but Rev's a little disappointed.
But you're bearing the lead.
Bearing the lead. What do I want to bear? What lead?
Placing out of 530 kids, 17th in the state of Colorado, the third highest freshman. So he had a great, and the golf season, at least the weekday golf season is over. So we'll be here on Mondays and Wednesdays from now on. The weekend tournaments continue for a little while. We're going to start a whole new podcast called Our Golf Life. But anyway, a hugely successful.
Actually, the show is.
Yeah, really. And we are
Chuck and Julia, Our Golf Life.
We are so proud of him and excited, and he's doing all this as a freshman. But lots to talk about on the other. We got James Comey, we got Brittle Horn, Legal Lies and Shenanigans, but wanted to start off with Bruce
Antifa.
Baker and Antifa. We've got Bruce Baker, who people who listen to our show are familiar with Bruce. He was a Westminster City Council member, one of the good guys fighting for a long time, the loan battle, and he is now running for mayor. And so, Bruce, if you're
before we bring him on, we'll give a little background. We moved to Westminster in 2015. From Denver. I was so thrilled to be out of a town in which, not being a Republican, you'd still be elected. Westminster had at the time a Republican mayor. It then got a Democrat one. 4 years ago, got a Republican back, but it's always had basically a Democrat type government run by the city staff, all of which went to left wing schools, who want to turn it into Denver. And notwithstanding having Republicans, they get elected, and all of a sudden they become Democrats. 4 years ago,
shocker.
Nancy Sharp came in.
McNally,
and won with all her enthusiasm. Rich Seymour and some others, and the only one to stay true was Bruce, and Christy Ireland. All the rest turned, and they gave us tax raises, water rate raises, everything left.
High density developments.
So it's another battle royale. Bruce is facing two council members that are on the Trader Council. Claire, I don't know what Claire's last name is.
We don't know. You're not going to vote for anyone.
Dave, so and Dave DeMont. So it's a battle royale for the soul of the city. They will, in fact, destroy it. But let us bring on right now from the town of Westminster, Mr. Bruce Baker.
Hey, Bruce, thanks and welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, thank you so much.
So, Bruce,
okay, can you hear me well? And is my really photo coming through?
No.
The photo isn't coming through, but we can hear you just fine.
Okay, well.
If the photo doesn't come through, usually there's a little video thing, but if that doesn't come through, we can.
We'll get the video thing, people can see you live.
We can work that out, but. One of the reasons, Bruce, that is, I think, so important, not just for us in Westminster, but for people everywhere, what's going on in Westminster is going on all over in Colorado. Oh, there you are.
Yay.
going on all over in Colorado and actually all over the country too. So I'll just open-ended question. Why don't you talk about why you're running and what you see happening, not just in Westminster, but as I said, around the state?
Around the state and around the country, it's a much bigger issue than everything, and it's going on tremendously at our state legislature, where those people are actually taking some of the fundamental powers we have away from cities, and that's to design our own destiny, make our own future, and they want to cram in even more high-density housing.
Right. Well, I know in Westminster, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's the reason, and Kathy Stroud, who is running with you, she's running for city council, talks about this as well, that they're trying to turn essentially Westminster. I mean, people wanted
Into
to
Little
live in,
Denver.
yeah, people wanted to live in downtown Denver, God knows why, but they would, right? So they moved to Westminster so you can have a lawn, you can have neighborhoods, you can have kids playing basketball in the cul-de-sacs, right? You can have parks. And they're trying to take all of that away. And as you said, cram in more and more high density development that no one will rent. So then it becomes essentially ghettoized, really.
Very much so, and there's another dimension to it. I mean, I have spoken repeatedly over the last 12 years about the value of suburbs. And suburbs are where the American dream came to life.
Right.
And we forget that. It's like boom over everyone's head. They forget. But I mean, if you start at World War II and at the end of World War II, we really had a respect among all the classes and all the states. And it's okay for me. I think it was a great unifying time when all these men, probably one in four adult men, at some time either served in the military or served in the defense industries. And there was a real, I think, unifying between those men. And the men, like in the upper classes, really wanted to see all their comrades do well, including economically. And that's why we came up with VA loans and then later FHA loans, because VA loans did all the veterans, and there was like 16 million of them. And
And
then we had
my
VA
father
loans,
was
and they
one of them.
included everyone else.
Right.
And that's when neighborhoods came to be. And the power of the neighborhood is the occupants of the homes owned their own homes. And that gives such power and such equality to people, we can't measure it. And what we've seen over the last 20 years, at least, maybe even 30, is a slow transforming our neighborhoods into renters.
Yeah.
They're turning us into Europe. I mean, at one time, I think here in the US, we reached a peak of 67% of the people owned their own homes.
Wow.
And you go to Europe and it's minuscule. And you go to cities in Germany and it's something like 15% of the people own the place they live.
Wow.
So it's like barons and dukes and viscounts owning everything, and everyone else is just a peasant. And
Yes.
here in America, they know that that won't sell. So what they've done is they now hang on to affordable housing.
Right.
And that's the biggest load of junk you've ever heard of.
Right.
Because, first of all, in our city, we're like 95, 97% built out. We're not going to be building any more homes on lots in neighborhoods because there's no land left. But the people who've been running the city for the last 2 decades, they don't want neighborhoods.
No.
They do not want people living in their own homes. They want to have all those homes owned by the mega rich, who then just charge the people whatever the market will bear.
Well, and
Westminster reminds, my sister lives outside of London, and Westminster reminds me a great deal of England at the present moment. So for the last 20 years or so, there have been Labour governments and there have been Conservative governments. There have been constant votes to stop excessive immigration in and utilizing, the taking up of the entire social welfare state. And it doesn't matter what they say in the election. It doesn't matter. Boom. Okay. No, we'll keep on the immigration. Oh yeah, we told you we're going to stop it. We're not going to. And Westminster's the same. It doesn't matter if it's a Democratic government or Republican government. It's the same thing. High density housing, a fraudulent downtown, and every taxes increasing all the time to pay for an incredibly overpaid staff at City Hall. And it never changed. Nancy McNally came in, changed not a thing. You protested it, and they did a resolution against you. So you're fighting the good fight. You're fighting for chance, last chance Westminster has.
I'm also fighting to win
Yes.
And that's
because I mean we
important.
have one solid member on council, and
Yes.
there are three of us who've really pooled some of our of the resources because the real world, and I can point to election after election. Okay, well, in the real world, those who spend the most money win, with few exceptions. If you go back to the last election, 2023, the two top spenders won. And one person who wasn't a top spender won by magic. Okay. If you go back to 2021 for the council race, the two top spenders won. And you
Well,
can.
why don't you say who your running mates are?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Excellent individuals. First of all, there's really Kathy Stroud. Smart, knowledgeable, and running the run of her life. Second man, Jeremy Okinuanis. Again, smart, sharp, running the race of his life. And we all need to win because unless we have a majority,
Yep.
we can't make any of the promises come true.
Right.
For me, that was the biggest betrayal when I won along with other members who said the same things I said. And they were Nancy McNally and David DeMott, and even Obi Izzadi promised lower water rates.
Right.
And there were two like existing people on council, Rich really Seymour and Lindsay Emmons, who had stalemated the council after the mayor quit because his doctor advised him to. And they stalemated the council and they froze this unneeded water plant. And four of us running were running against the water plant. And when we got on council, we ordered work to stop. And we said, we want to reevaluate this. We want to get a second opinion. And we wanted it quickly because we were involved in a lawsuit condemning someone's property to build this thing on, this unneeded, unnecessary, overpriced water plant. Well, we got a second opinion, but unbeknownst to us, the city manager hired the exact same engineering firm that had done the first opinion. So there
Surprise,
was no
surprise,
way they were
surprise.
going to say their work was bad. That wasn't a second opinion. It was a fraud. It was a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, well,
Absolutely terrible.
that's a you get to learn for, I think municipal government is different than city government, different than state government versus national government. No, it's all the same. Everybody's trying to figure out some way to rig the system, and they did. And
Okay.
now we got our one chance back. We got you.
Yeah,
We've
we get
got
a chance
Anthony.
back because every election is a new beginning, or can be a
Yes,
new
yes.
beginning if you elect truly different people. Right now, in this time, myself and Kathy Stroud and Jeremy Nuanes are running against the incumbents. And the
Yes.
incumbents are Claire Carmelia, David DeMott, Obi Izzadi, and Sarah. Okinner, Sarah Nur, Mella. And they've been on council. All
Right.
four of them are on council right now.
Right.
And if
Well,
we re-elect those people, they'll just continue doing the same thing they've been doing.
and here's what they do that's so insidious. And I'll just use the water rates as an example, right? So we have one of the reasons we bought our house is it has a gorgeous big yard, right?
In a
And we put it
wonderful neighborhood,
in a
too.
And the neighbor, whole neighborhood is like that, right? It's a gorgeous neighborhood with grown trees. We put in a waterfall, and everything was affordable. The city of Westminster has raised water rates. So our water bill in the summer is roughly $700 a month. And it's not just us, it's the whole neighborhood. So what they're doing is they're trying to force you to not have a yard, right? Because I mean, you think of trying to sell your house, right? I mean, you have to tell people that's what. And so they want people to have no yards, they want no grass, they want just gravel, and there's no point for that, right? It's like there's not a water shortage in
Nope.
Westminster any more than they limit you to one garbage can, right? It's not like there's an issue there. They're trying to control the way you live. They're kind of trying to control what your yard or lack thereof can look like, for their simple, bizarre green scam reasons, right? And they do that just incrementally, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, I mean, our neighbors just did some re-landscaping and no grass, right? There's no grass, and it's insidious, but it's a kind of thing that destroys neighborhoods, and it makes resale
Absolutely.
hard, and that's just a little thing, but they want to do that because they really what they want us is all living in high density apartments next to a light rail that doesn't go anywhere and doesn't work in the hours that you need to travel anyway,
It's controlled
and that's controlled by the homeless
by the homeless.
and illegal immigrants.
Absolutely true. And they mislead the public about this. I've been so angry. I've been angry when you see Nancy McNally and David DeMott, and they're there at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new water plant, and they're talking how they saved $100 million. That's just a lie. And how does one fight that? I mean, I was there the whole time. We're not. We're going to build a water plant of 15 million gallons a day, and it's going to cost we were told it would cost $196 million, and that is already up to over $250 million.
Surprise, surprise.
Thornton built a new 20 million gallon a day water plant for $90 million. Boulder fixed their old plant, increasing its really capacity by 12 million gallons a day for $30 million. We could have fixed our old plant for $172 million, and it would have made three times the capacity that this new plant is making.
I mean, it's just.
And really, Julie, I have to wholly agree with you. There's reason and purpose behind that,
Yes.
because the biggest users of water, besides our landscape, are people. And if they want to cram 30,000 more people into our
Yes.
city, where are they going to get the water? Yes.
Yeah.
And the only place to get the water is to take it away from the existing users. And the
Right.
plan to take it away is by price.
Right.
By
They price you
raising
up.
the price, we'll push. And you can go today to some neighborhoods in our town that were once beautiful, premier neighborhoods in our city. And today, every third lawn is a disaster,
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and the
you look, and I
trees are
mean,
dead.
we have, you know, there's a lot of neighbors. We have a lot of neighbors or people in our neighborhood where they were kind of like the original homeowners 30
Right.
years ago, right? And they've raised their family and they're living there now. And yeah, I mean, and so they're on a fixed income. And all of a sudden, your water bill goes literally from like $100 a month to $600 a month for no reason other than city council decided to do that because they don't like you having a lawn. And you're right, we have the same thing. I'm sure they had to make choices. The other thing.
And the other thing they figure, they come out all of a sudden one day, unbeknownst to anybody, there is a huge hole in the fire department. Oh my God, look at this. We never noticed it. It didn't exist before. We got a huge one. So
Not if the
if you're dying on your floor, we need more money because we owe you sales tax increase. Hooray!
Yeah.
Hooray! If that isn't enough, we'll do you property tax increase and maybe a per head increase
And
until we.
last year, Chuck, they had that same argument, and the voters said, no, thank you. But instead of going back to the budget and reallocating resources to where needs might be, they hired a consultant for $50,000 to tell them how to better swindle the public. And then here's another thing that really gripes me. You can go right now to our fire department website, and there we are bragging how we have, I mean, accreditations higher than 99.9% of all fire departments in the US and Canada.
Hooray for us.
So, how can we have such high accreditation and this
Yeah,
huge need?
that's right. Well, there is,
It's
they just,
impossible.
the whole thing is insane. And then the other thing too, again, that happens not just in Westminster, but all over, is they allow this high density development to come in, and they don't, there's no road changes. At the intersection that I have to drive
Oh, God, they're
to
awful.
take Rev to school, right? When he was, he's a freshman now, but when we moved here and he was in kindergarten, same intersection. I've been driving this route
For a
for a
decade.
decade. You could just, it didn't take any time. Now it takes, and I'm not exaggerating, four or five light cycles to get through it because of the traffic. And right there on the corner, they're building another massive high density development.
With no open space,
No.
and the developer didn't want to pay for improvements, so they set up a metropolitan district, will fleece those people from now in forever. And the present city council said, oh, that's great. Let's fleece those people.
And it's not incompetence, it's by design. They
It
don't,
is
not
by
only do they
design.
not want
It's
us having.
absolutely by design, and it's run by having lazy counselors who don't do their homework, and they're not embarrassed or ashamed. You know, we had my two opponents, Claire Carr-Amelia and David DeMott, at one of our forums, and they were bragging how they listen to the professional staff. They don't do anything themselves. They don't bring any ideas. They don't do any research. They talk to a few people in the city, and then they do exactly what the city staff tells them to do.
And we should
And
just
yet, aren't elections supposed to hold people accountable?
no,
No.
that's an old
Well, how
idea.
does
Silly
one hold
idea.
the staff
Silly, silly,
accountable
silly.
if they're not the ones running? No. Well, Bruce, where, because we'll let you go now, because I know.
When do the ballots arrive, Bruce?
They'll be out probably the end of this week. They
Wow.
could be here as soon as the 10th of October. It
Wow.
might be the 12th, the Monday after,
And their
but
elections
isn't
don't.
that Columbus Day or something? Well, whatever.
What
They'll be
that's
here
an
very
old
soon.
that's a racist holiday. That's a racist holiday.
So this is, for people who are listening, you know, this is going on in your city too. So at sometimes it's
It
just so
is.
easy to not pay attention to city council races, and we talk about Trump and Kamala Harris and things like that. But this is the stuff that hits home, and if you don't sort of start protecting your neighborhood,
I'll
right?
be
And then
gone.
yeah, it'll be less.
Nothing's guaranteed. And that city staffing, I used to be a senior counsel to at least two cities' planning commissions. So I'd go to these statewide planning events held by the state and various accreditation people. And I was shocked. Every person who talked was all part of the left, far left. They all went to the same schools. They all went to the same thing. And once I raised my hand saying, you're having a debate, but you're having no one give the other side. And they go, there is another side.
There's a
Whoa, what the hell are you talking about? And it was, I was just shocked saying, this is the biggest bunch of corrupt bureaucrats I've ever imagined. Just imagine. And they're all sitting in your city hall right now
they are
in
designing—they are.
Westminster, because we have the best of the best, right? No matter how
Oh
shitty they are.
yeah.
And so we're paying three.
I mean, their really arrogance is unbelievable.
Oh,
There is no
375 the city
humility
manager,
whatsoever.
quarter
They're the
million
best of the
bucks.
best, and they fix it so they get paid the best of the best too.
Yeah, there you go.
What
As you
happened to
said,
public service?
As you
Isn't there
said,
supposed to be public service somewhere in this mix?
no. As you said, though, all of this takes money. And I know you've got a great funded campaign, but in case people want to help, where can people go? And want to find out more in case they live in Westminster, where can they go to find out more about you and Kathy and Jeremy?
First of all, wearewesty.com.
Yeah.
WearWesty.com. Wearewesty.com. I have a website, pretty easy, brucebakerformayor.com. And
Right,
that's
Bruce.
FOR,
Okay,
spelled
Bruce,
out.
thank you for your time. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
your
guys. Thank you
service.
for your help.
Start hitting those homes tonight, Bruce. Hit those homes. There you
All
go. Thanks, guys.
right, thanks, guys. Bruce Baker, there,
Bruce
the mayor
Baker.
of Westminster.
If you're a Westminster resident, I mean, honestly, if you don't vote for Bruce, we're coming over there and beating you up. Honestly. Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say we're going to beat up people. No, Chuck. We're not really going to. We don't even know who you are. So we can't go over there and beat you up. But God, this is a
An
thing.
election as they
Well, no,
are.
it's a whole. No, it's not. There's some important elections, and then they will destroy the city, and they have started a good one. If Bruce can win along with Jeremy and
Kathy.
Kathy, we've got a fighting chance. That's all you can ask for.
Okay, so there's for that. Want to switch a couple of the other things to talk about. James Comey was arraigned today. Now, they're kind of want to see if you guys, and feel free if you want to comment, you can unmute yourself or go in the chat section. So, number one, I think it's great that he was arraigned. I think it's
That's
great. It's a what a false statement, obstruction, all relating to his 2020 testimony in the Senate. I think it's good that they're calling him out. I think it's good that he's having to pay a lawyer. I think it's good that he's
He
had.
ain't paying for a lawyer.
Well, all right, but I mean, it's good that Obama, Clinton, all these other people are kind of concerned about maybe being subpoenaed in the case. They set a trial for January 5th, which is ironically the anniversary of the day that they met with Obama to launch the whole thing. They said maybe 2 or 3 days because these are misdemeanor charges, well, equivalent of misdemeanor charges. But I think it's good. I don't, to be honest, I don't even, hopefully he'll get convicted. I'm not so sure. I just think it's good that they're putting them through.
Well, God, what they do is they set up roadblocks. The Democrats set up roadblocks, and the one way you do it through is at the Department of Justice. You have what's called the national security thing, which is really unaccountable, and they run everything through there that's a little bit crooked. And if it's just slightly crooked, then the Civil Rights Division. Outside, there are two districts where they chock full of all the lefties they can possibly
Yeah.
find, and it's the Southern District of New York and the Eastern District of Virginia. They've already crooked out DC. And so they packed the Eastern District of Virginia. All the prosecutors refused to do Comey. They brought in
Brought in somebody, so they fired
a
him.
woman who never did it, has never done any criminal law, and she, in 1 or 2 days, got an indictment against Comey. So at least, even if the judge throws it out, and hey, guess what? It's a Biden judge. At least
They're
they
having to
got
go
it
through
through.
it.
They couldn't do their bureaucratic chock-a-block.
Right. And
And
what
got through.
as you look at all Politico, ABC News, all the CNN, they all go, President Trump, I mean, somewhere in the headline, Comey arraigned on charges that Trump forced through, which is so ironic. It's like you look at what Comey and all those people are accused of doing of spying on President Trump and launching years worth of lawfare against him. And they're complaining like, oh my God, President Trump. I mean, you know, tr President Trump wanted this. It's like, no, you're kidding. But there's a kind of a hullabaloo in the social media. So they did not do the perp walk, right? James Comey was taken in a back door. Mike Davis put out, frankly, I think somewhat of a lame explanation saying that they didn't have an arrest warrant for Comey. It was a summons. So
Surprise, surprise.
I'm not really clear why a summons means he could go in the back door,
He
not
can
the
do
front
whatever he
door.
wants, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure there. I think you look at Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro. You got, Mike Lindell, who was, I mean, all these other people.
Everybody gets one set of justice.
You know what I
Democrats get
mean?
one set of justice, and all the rest of us
But
get
I
another
think,
set of.
though, I guess I would say, yes, I think they should not. I mean, I don't really buy Mike Davis is trying to say, oh, it was kind of a bureaucratic or administrative mistake. Yeah, I'm like, no, well, you could have just made him go in the front door. I
Yeah,
can
you're going
understand
this way, buddy.
why, because you have a summons. I bet if I had a summons, I would not be able to go in the back
No,
door.
no.
I don't even know where the back door is. Do you know what I mean? It's like you
Neither
would go to the back door, they'd be like, no, go around to the front. You know? So I don't buy that excuse at all. On the other hand,
Well, here's the problem. The charges are not great. They really aren't. I mean, they're kind of saying, well, you said this, but didn't you really mean that? And the trouble is all the big ones that he helped put through a conspiracy to overthrow the election of a president. That's got to be coming, because these are not strong charges. And if he's thrown out by the judge or the jury acquits him, it's not a shock. It would not be a shock. But the other ones that have to be. Now, we watch this as Pam Bondi, everybody's saying, well, are you going to indict Comey? So she gives it down to the Eastern District of Virginia. And of course, who they have there is a chock-a-block
It's
of
like Comey's son-in-law, and it's
son-in-law.
like his,
Yeah, and all
whatever
these
his assistant.
assistants, Lisa Monaco.
I
And
know.
they're all going, oh, yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
evidence. Kind of like the whole.
Oh, I see. Is the statute of limitation about to, oh, well, we didn't have any cases anyway. Us? No, you gotta let him go. So Trump just said no, get rid of him. Brought in one of his own who never
Lindsay
really
Milligan,
did.
right?
Yeah, never did one. She did. She alone went through to the grand jury, got two accounts. So that's a victory by itself. That they couldn't just do their usual, we'll
Right.
block it at the. At
Just
the prosecutor's
bureaucratically,
level,
right.
yeah. So that's a victory. And James Comey, there's no more crooked and no more.
He's not making
You
any weird shell messages,
know,
messages in the sand.
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's if you're him, and I'm sure his lawyer is saying, shut up. Quit posting those stupid videos that you look so awful in. I mean, at a certain point, I'm just glad they're doing that. And do I wish they had made him go in the front door? Sooner or later, he's going to have to go in the front door. They're not going to let him.
No, are you kidding me? That's always about.
Well, yeah, but to me, yes, I think that's bad. But there's some people who are really upset about it, and I'm not that upset about it. I think at
No.
least they're going after him. And I think from what they're saying, there could be more. I think that Trump has communicated that he is serious about this, and for the left wing media that's like, oh, Trump is interfering. It's like, who are you people to talk? You were part of the conspiracy,
Yes.
right? You're part of the crookedness that tried to launch this whole hoax on the country and
Right.
destroy the country. So it's like, and fortunately, no one's listening to them anyway. So, and I'm just glad. I think it causes him headaches, problems. And like I said, if you're everybody else, well, you've got to be a little bit concerned that you're going to be subpoenaed as well. So.
And hopefully this is pointed out to Pam Bondi, who's not the brightest crayon in the box, that you just can't go down and rely on the career prosecutors.
No.
Because they've made sure the career prosecutors are Democratic operatives. And so she's got to,
Same with the FBI. Yeah.
oh God, same with the FBI. So she's got to get some real prosecutors. They're bringing in a couple from North Carolina to try Comey, which is great. And those ought to stay in the Eastern District of Virginia. And they ought to be working on how to put the RICO indictment together.
What they need to do is they need to somehow deputize Stephen Miller and just let him prosecute all of
Yeah,
them.
he and Mike Davis could
Yeah,
be great.
they can just go after all of them and throw in Steve Bannon too. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
this Steve didn't have a law license, but he should have one.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these other people didn't. Speaking of law, then more legal lies, gaslighting by our favorite Rhino, Colorado Republican Party Chair Britta Horn.
Oh, it's getting weird now.
It's getting weird.
It's getting weird. I can promise you it's getting weird. They are now making filings that, on the surface, appear to be totally false by Glenda
And provably false.
and
So,
provably false by Brenda and her
Britta.
lawyer, Britta, and her lawyer, Steve Glenda. They have, I was at the meeting. She was at the
Well,
meeting,
let's
so,
go back to explain so
okay.
people know. So, a couple of Saturdays ago, and we've talked about this, the Colorado State Republican Party Central Committee, some 400, 500 members, had essentially one job to do, and that was to certify the opt-out vote that had occurred in 2024, which they did. And Britta now is trying to say there was no vote, it didn't count, it didn't matter, but they did. They over it was like a
Yeah.
60%, they did. Then in the meantime, Britta is having her personal attorney represent her in lawsuits involving her and representing the state party in lawsuits involved similar lawsuits involving the state party. And they've been saying you can't, Clinton, who by the way is charging $100,000 per motion, putting the party literally in bankruptcy. And so Cody LeBlanc and those guys filed a motion saying, hey, look, you can't be the defendant's lawyer and the plaintiff's lawyer at the same time. You have to pick, right? And so they wanted to recuse himself, and he's filing all of these little motions. And not only that, but at the same meeting, the SEC clearly voted to fire him. So now Britta is saying, th this was her thing. She was saying, they sent this affidavit to the court. She said, well, the extreme levels of obstruction and inappropriate conduct by one faction of the party
Like most of the
like
members.
made the meeting run long. And then, and this was so bogus. And then Steve Reams and the CU, whatever, the Anschutz security guy came on stage and said everyone had to leave. So it's like, well, why didn't you just rent the place for longer?
Yeah,
Number
that'd be
one.
good.
And the extreme levels of obstruction and inappropriate conduct, that was by her.
Yeah.
That was by her. And it's a meeting. People get to do what they want at a meeting. And she just tried to shut it down. So then she said, I believe the motion failed. Well, you don't
No, she
believe.
said, I believe I announced it failed. I believe I did. Now, when you say, I believe it was a week ago. You either know you announced it or you, oh, it doesn't show up anywhere in the recording. Oh, no kidding. I believe.
No.
What? And then they say in this filing, here are the minutes from the deputy secretary, except it's signed by the secretary. So who prepared these minutes? And does the secretary know about the deputy secretary saying, here are minutes signed by the, and no review, anything.
Yeah, it was nowhere were those minutes approved by the SEC,
And
by
then the whoever this deputy secretary slash who knows who said, I couldn't tell who won. I thought it was a tie. It's not up to you to say, you're just recording, you just can't go on the thing that I think is a tie. And the problem with all this is she announced the motion passed. Yes. And she
you
said
read
it
the
out
fine print.
loud.
Yeah,
And now they go, I don't hear that. Do you? That sounds like, oh no, there's disrupted. No, I didn't hear
it
it.
says
I
John
don't
is
think
dead
so.
or
No.
something. Yeah, come
Yeah,
on.
J.L. Paul is dead, right?
And again, it's just it's here. This again is from the Unity chair, right? Spending more money, calling. She's running a meeting. The extreme levels of obstruction and inappropriate conduct. That's how the Rhino establishment wing of the party looks at anything the grassroots says, including MAGA stuff, right? If you are MAGA, you are extreme levels of obstruction and inappropriate conduct. The only kind of conduct that is allowed by the Rhinos is conduct that they agree with, right? Anyone who disagrees with them, it's extreme, it's divisive, it's all kinds of things. And rather than running a meeting decently, but it's still and again.
So Cody in that has gotten two guys recorded. One was Westenheimer and the other was James Peabody. So they had two separate recordings. People have done transcripts, and the transcript says, yes, the motion passes. And they're taking that from the tape, and you can hear it on the tape. How they get away with saying, you couldn't hear. It was a tie.
Said you couldn't hear. Then she says, well, no, it didn't pass. And
And
then.
then she said it was a tie. No, she didn't say it. She said it. The no, it's a no one, and then the person listening to it goes, oh, I
It's
don't
you gotta go back to why. Why
know.
is she doing this, right? Why not how.
Because she has one, and count this, one person left in this world that's still her friend. The only person, it sometimes happens to you, is her lawyer, Steve Glenda. That's the only one. Heidi Ganahl dumped her. Dumped her. The secretary, the vice president, dumped her, dumped her. Everybody else has deserted her, and so all she has is her lawyer,
She's
who
paying.
she's got to get all the, he's loyal as long as the money keeps on coming in, and so she's got to keep him around. And any penny you give to the Republican Party today is a contribution to the Clenda law firm,
Yeah.
because she's got to get the if that. And they've been filed ethics complaints have now been filed
Clenda.
against Glenda. So it's
But
amazing.
again, and just when you think about it, one, if you're Britta Horn, Why not just say, okay, the opt-out passed, and it did pass, right? And she's trying to go back years and say, oh, well, it shouldn't have passed, basically. And the thing is you the opt-out vote, you could have complained about it then, but ask yourself, why are they fighting so hard to leave the opt-out in? Why not just say, why couldn't Britta just say, okay, clearly the majority of the party wants the opt-out.
Let's give it to
Jenna
him.
Griswold, we've opted out. Because you know Jenna Griswold isn't going to let us opt out anyway.
No, she'll go, I listened to that tape, and I think
Yeah.
they said we
So
want
why?
for Attorney General, our present Secretary of State.
Why couldn't Britta? Because you got, I mean, the answer is obvious. Just leave it up to Jenna Griswold. Say, okay, the party's spoken. I'll leave it to Jenna. She's not going to pass it anyway. Why, if you're Britta, not say to Clenda, okay, look, we just need to get another lawyer, right? I mean, how hard would that be? Even Clenda could just be secretly manipulating that lawyer behind the scenes, but just put another face out there. Why won't she do that? And the thing is, you go back to the uniparty establishment, and we've been talking about this. Wants to rig the elections. They do not want grassroots Republican voters picking the candidates. They want to pick the candidates themselves. And so they cannot have us opting out of the open primary that the Democrats meddle in and the rich, deep pocket, dark donors pick the candidates. They have to maintain that because they've seen what happens if you let the grassroots conservative voters pick their person. You get Donald Trump. And they hate
Right.
that, right?
They
They
hate
hate
Donald.
that.
The whole legal establishment in Colorado, including a majority of the Supreme Court, said, no, you don't get to choose your own candidate. God knows it's Donald Trump.
Exactly.
You guys will vote for him, but God knows.
So from Charlene, has Heidi dumped her? How about a recall? You know, there's been talk of trying to recall Britta, or at least a vote of no confidence. What they did is, this is kind of interesting. And again, the game she's playing, you just keep asking yourself, why? Why is the unity cheer doing this, right? She could, all of this would go away. All the division would go away. She could just dump it in Jenna Griswold's lap, and she's still going to get the outcome she wants, right? So what they did is, in order to have a special meeting to do a recall or a no confidence vote, you have to have a certain number of FCC members sign a petition. So a group of grassroots conservative patriots got together and they were circulating a petition. Then Russ Andrews, the new secretary, said, oh, I didn't tell you
No.
guys, I am putting together a new form. It's not ready yet.
No, not ready
Not
yet.
ready yet, but so all of those petitions you gather, that all has to be on a new form, and I'll get it to you as soon
As
as I
soon as
can.
I get around
So,
to it.
Charlene, that's why, because they're working on that, right? But I mean, every hoop you could go through, and again, and we're the divisive ones. And then is Heidi managing Victor Marx's campaign?
Yes.
That's what we,
Indirectly,
yeah,
indirectly.
that's what we, c clearly Heidi is a Victor Marx supporter.
Yes, yes.
Clearly, Heidi. I mean, I haven't talked to Heidi to know whether she's dumped Britta or not, but all the signs
Well,
are,
you talked to Heidi a couple of weeks ago at
right.
the
But
Arapahoe
we
camp.
didn't talk about Britta, but all signs point to yes, that she's not support. Well, because I don't think Britta has any money, and I think Heidi was hoping that Britta had money, and Britta announced that, Heidi was going to be in charge of communications and
Yeah.
training, and that's not the case anymore. And we also heard that she's obviously a Victor Marx supporter. And there was some stuff online about bots were supporting Victor Marx.
Bots for Victor Marks.
Bots for Victor Marx. And I have kind of two thoughts on that. I haven't looked into it. But I think, I don't know. And if somebody disagrees, you can go ahead and say it. I would imagine that kind of any campaign ends up with bots in it, either intentionally or not
Oh,
intentionally.
Julie?
Oh, go ahead,
Julie?
Charlene.
Yeah, I've been on Facebook, and so one Facebook page has gotten like, I'd say 50 new accounts in the last week, and they're all like, putting his name out there. And but they're you can tell they're like first graders when it comes to how to respond to issues. And
Right.
so and then we're trying to find out if Heidi is his campaign manager, and she's not making it public if she is. And I was just thinking, how sad is that? Is that if you're someone's campaign manager, and if you can't tell publicly that you are, because you're afraid he's going to lose support when people find out,
No.
and
I get
so Go ahead.
This Victor Marx, what do you think about? I mean, we talked to a lot of people, including Scott Bottoms at the meeting. And Scott Bottoms, who's running for governor, actually is friends with Victor Marx, or at least knows.
Was friends.
Well, no, he said they still were. And he was saying that he talked to Victor and he said, "This is my concern. We saw this with John O'Day or Joe O'Day. We saw this with Victor Mitchell. And Victor Mitchell was a nice guy who ran for governor. But when you have people who don't have really any political experience, and I know Donald Trump is a unicorn in this, but I think sometimes they are not prepared for how vicious it gets. And I guess I'm not, well, I don't know. What's your, t I mean, I know a lot of people that I respect really like Victor Marx,
Not a lot.
a few. But what's your take on it, Charlene?
Okay, well, someone just posted on Facebook, Ministry Watch has got several criticisms of him that his assertions are not all they claim to be. And I had it pulled up while ago, and now I can't
I've
find
seen
it.
that too, where there have been questions about how much money basically goes to him and how much money goes to the
Right.
cause, essentially.
He had this trauma when he was young, and then
Right.
that's not panning out. And but it makes the perfect image of he's got a good story. So I can see
True.
some oligarch, they used to call them kingmakers, and
Right.
I don't know why
Kingpins.
we can't just call them kingmakers anymore. They, people who monopolies that get their politicians in office so that they can pass favorable as legislation,
Exactly. Right.
and so that's what they're looking for. And so he has the story, and he's supposed to be also he's vivacious, and he's
Right, charismatic.
he's very charismatic.
Yeah, and of course, that's what Joe O'Day was supposed to be, and all these
Yes, true.
others. But anyway, someone that could break through out of these 13 contenders. And so anyway,
20. I think it's up to 20 now. I mean, that's,
I saw your name in
yeah,
there.
Charlene. Yeah, so, well, we'll see. We'll see. I
Yeah,
think
I
that.
mean, if Heidi is for him, the establishment is for him, and
No, the
the
establishment
establishment is
split.
for Barbara. Yes.
Yeah,
Oh,
split.
are they? Okay,
Oh,
that's
yeah, they
interesting,
love Barbara
isn't it?
Kirchmeyer.
So I think Victor Marx, that's what we were saying. Barbara Kirkmeyer is going to drop a piano on his head or something.
Yeah, easily.
Victor Marx.
So here's what it's all about then. He's supposed to get the conservative Christian vote. And
Yeah.
that way, Kirkmeyer will go right on through unhindered.
I don't know. The conventional wisdom.
He's going to split the Christian conservative vote. And that way, Kirkmeyer
Well,
can
she
go right
doesn't.
on through.
Kirchmeyer is an avowed atheist Christian, where she doesn't believe in Christianity, but she doesn't want to say it.
No, I'm talking about
Obviously.
Scott Bottoms.
Oh.
He and Scott Bottoms are going to split.
Yes, they wanted to, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
maybe
Yeah.
that was the deal. They wanted to get Kirchmeyer
Oh,
in with
exactly. He's going to pull votes off away from Scott Bottoms. That's the
Well,
whole
good
thing.
point.
And Greg Lopez. Okay, I see it now. Okay,
Well,
he's just in there to pull votes away from the real conservatives. And just like they've done with that other guy that
here's
ran.
a here's a wonderful thing. It doesn't right now, as of today,
Yeah, he
the
doesn't.
Republican Party doesn't have enough money to hold a convention. So they're gonna have maybe out in the fields with the cows and say, okay, all those people for Victor Marx, stand over by that pile of poo, and you all stand over there and we'll have a screaming contest. This is gonna be wild. It's gonna be wild.
How this is so, the issues going on in each state are so controlled really by bigger powers, because
Oh,
the long arms reach deep into state politics and beyond. But it's just something we can get, worked up over. But it's like, I think it's already predetermined. And then
Oh,
if
yeah,
there's not enough
we're
votes
good.
out there, they'll just, make it be. So
No, it's going to
because
be, it'll be either.
Tina Peters is still in jail. They're not going to let her free
Yeah,
anytime soon.
exactly.
And
Exactly.
so we still have that system going. So, but anyway, I guess it makes it interesting.
It
But
does.
okay.
We'll
So,
see. We'll keep an eye on it
well, I
too.
figured it out. Now I
Okay.
figured it out. It's going to take it because
Hey,
this guy is going to split the conservative Christian grassroots vote.
yay.
Okay, got it.
Barbara can get the atheist vote and take it in.
No,
Okay.
she won't win. This is so. Hey, Charlene, thank you though, as always,
Yeah,
for keeping
great,
track on it.
Caroline.
Okay, thank you for keeping track on it. That is going to wrap it up for us
Yeah,
today.
that's it for today.
That's it for today. On Monday, we're going to talk. We don't need to harp too much on the Westminster City Council, but it's important. And really, for people like that, there's
And I was
questions.
watching a little Antifa one, which is
Oh,
their
yeah.
press conference and so forth. And
They're going
we
to Antifa.
got to see Antifa up close and personal down in Denver
Denver.
Park, where they threw haymakers at Julian Land, one or two. And they're going
No,
to
the
go,
Denver
oh,
police
no,
did nothing.
did nothing. They're kind of like the Portland police.
Yeah.
And it's you know they there's a huge money behind it. It may be decentralized, but they got massive money to make sure that all of the there's a tier up here, and it's clear that Trump realizes it, and some of the other people realize it,
And they're
and they're
going to go
going to go
after
after
them.
that tier, which includes our friends, the sources.
That's right. So that'll do it for us. Everybody, have a great weekend. I
Yeah.
forgot to do next Wednesday. I'll get a party thing. I'll get a
They
party one.
forgot the
I
party
forgot
thing
the
again.
party thing. Maybe we could just keep playing the Hakeem Jeffries sombrero thing. Hey, thank you, everybody. We will see you all on
Bye-bye.
Monday.
Take care.